But there may be times we need to send you spreadsheets from some other entity that come in. And so, you know, that doesn't mean you'll always have those same things. Or there may be things that he has to put together in a hurry, forget some of these steps because he's done it for about 100 years the old way. And, you know, he's a quick study, he'll learn, but I think there could very easily be some spreadsheets that are done in a quick minute to get information together that don't get all these fixes in. We'll do our best internally, but we may need to also send you some that we have no idea who put it together.
May I make a comment, Dr. Van Zandt?
Please.
This is Daryl. You know, your idea of having someone come, I know that's been so helpful to me. Just Sean Jernis a couple times has come out, and I knew nothing about spreadsheets until he came, and, you know, now with this Braille, these notes here and things, you know, I'm, because of accessibility and things, I'm looking at, you know, developing my own grading program and, you know, different things like that, so that's wonderful help.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. Yes.
There's just one more thing. Is it possible to tell them the titles of the columns and the rows? Because that can really help.
Okay.
When I go to the top, I write arrowed and I heard October, so I know these are going to be columns for me that are going to tell me the numbers for each month. And you really need to set your column title. So every time you write arrow or left arrow, it's going to tell you the month. And that's Control-Alt-Shift-C.
Setting column titles or range to one.
And I do control with my, you can do it whichever way you like. I do control with my pinky, shift with my ring finger, and the Alt with my index finger. And that makes seems easy. Now I'm going to...
November, number 45, December, number 80.
So I'm right arrowing on the next draw, and it's telling me what month. And you can...
Because I read the thing that said you can set column titles, but I wasn't quite sure what
That's what that means. So every time I write arrow to the next column, it's going to tell me. And one thing I did not write down, you can check your column title with Alt-Shift-C. That told me I'm in May.
Oh.
Alt-Shift-C will tell you the title of your column, whether you're in October, November, December, whatever the column happened to be.
So say that again. So when I name the columns, did I put typed in months or something?
No,
or?
Let's say he has the your months with numbers under each month.
Right.
You get to the first month. And then you do Control-Shift-Alt-C to set your column title.
You don't have to type anything in.
You're just having it
so that it will say that every time instead of you having to go up and down.
Because it says it up above, it just incorporates it down.
Right, yeah. Because otherwise it'll be confusing. You won't remember what column am I in. When you write arrow, it's going to say 9,882. Okay, what column is that? And instead of pressing Alt-Shift-C every time, it's going to say...
So that's something every time I'd reopen this...
No, once you do it one time, you should, and you save it, you should not have to do it again.
And you save it, I mean, you're saving it with this particular spreadsheet, but if you get a different spreadsheet, you would need to set that again? Or?
Right, because different spreadsheets have different parameters. You know, he may have put the month starting in column 4 and row 7, hopefully not.
But you
just don't know, you know, what column. You need to find that first column that's going to be your titles. That first row that has all of your column titles, whether they're name, date, and phone number, or October, November, December, that first row has all of your titles. So every time you write arrow on any of the rows, you're right arrowing between the different columns, it's going to say date. December 21st, 1909.
Yeah, so when you first open it, you find which column that is.
Yeah, which row has all those
row that is.
Title columns.
Yeah, and then you have to be in that cell.
Right, it's the very first cell.
And that's when you do the setting.
Right. So you'd actually have to go each column and
The very first one. This happens to be October. And that's where I did my Alt-Shift-Control-C. Okay. And I found the columns The row that has the years, pardon me, and it happens to be be on row two, column B. So I'm going to hit Control Shift Alt R. That sets my row title.
Senate row titles, column range from B.
So for example, I'm going to go, I went down a bunch of rows.
2006, $99,589.49, E7. January, December, $99,589.
When I right and left arrow, it tells me the columns because I set my column titles. And when I up and down arrow, it will tell me what year I'm on because I set my row to tell me, set my row title in row.
First
10,
basics of
workcase,
2001.
In row B2, row two, column B was my years. And I set that to tell me every time I arrow down what row I'm on, what year I'm on, because Bill set them on the, each year has its own row. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense now that you say it. But how do you know which time you're wanting to set the
column
and which time you're wanting to set the row one?
Okay, if you, and that's a little tricky for me actually, but
can
this...
Can I jump in with a public comment, or is this just board stuff?
If you can answer the question.
Go for it.
I can try to explain it. A lot of times what you'll see is, because I work a lot with these spreadsheets, a lot of times you'll know if you have to set a row, if you're reading down the row, like with your down arrow, and you go down the rows and see different headings.
Yeah.
Across that left side. Mm-hmm. And then you'll know that, okay, these look to be different headings. I wonder if I need to set the row. Because none of these things are permanent. If you move to a different row and issue that same command, it'll overwrite the one you already had in there. So if you mess it up, you can overwrite it.
Yeah. And that's one of the pieces of information that I'll try to put in that A1 cell is where the row titles are and where the column titles are. I think that if you'll have that thing read again, unfortunately it does get sometimes to be a lot of information in one cell, but I will try to put that information in that A1 cell so that you have an idea of where the primary column titles are and where the primary row titles are.
Okay, thank you, Wessel. Thanks, Bill. Exactly. I couldn't explain that in so little time.
So that's why that was relevant to know.
Yeah. And, you know, column titles are easy because, you know, as you're arrowing right through the months, October, November, December, this is the row that has my headings, my different column headings. So you get to the very first column on that row and you do your Control-Shift-Alt-C. And as you're arrowing down and you hear 2001, 2002, oh, these are my rows. These are the headings for my rows. I need to know what year I'm in. What if I'm arrowing down, I want to know what row am I on. And that will tell you with Control-Shift-Alt-R on the very first row you find the heading, which happens to be 2001 here. It's going to tell you, no matter which row you're on, if you're arrowing down, it's going to say 2005, 2006, even if you're not on that column.
But we have three things. We have the columns, we have the month, in row one, data headings are in column A, and year of data is in column B. So
let me tell you. You say, well, what in the world are you thinking about? What I've done is I put a number of pieces of data in one. I put case service expenditures for one grant in this same sheet as I put case service expenditures for all of our grants. But I did each one of those by year. And so rather than making six or eight different spreadsheets up, I put them all on one document. I'm not so sure that I will do that in the future, but especially when you're talking about small spreadsheets, sometimes sending large numbers of files might be more difficult than having all of the information on one. That may not be the case, as I'm discovering here. But that's, I think, part of the learning process that I need to go through. And part of what you need to tell me, hey, this just doesn't work real well for me. Make it a little bit different for us. Does that help?
Yes, mm-hmm. It does.
Okay.
I'm going to follow up on this thing, but I do appreciate the initial work that all of you have gone to try to bring us into this, because when I've looked at these before, well, my first problem was that my old computer just wouldn't, I mean, it would lock up whenever I tried anything in Excel. This one, this computer doesn't do that, so I figure I'm getting better. Technology is or something. And so I'm willing to try it again. And this little teaser has helped me to think that maybe there is hope for me to actually be able to get it.
Okay, well, I really want to thank Sahar and Bill for their information. If any of you have other questions relative to the budget discussion, if you could just tell me or email those to me, then we can, you know, answer questions throughout the year, as we always do anyway. So I hope that we've given enough.
You need your CD.
For what you need. Unless there are other final burning questions or things that you want to say about the budget focus topic before Bill leaves. Okay, hearing none. I jump in real quick to say hearing none. It's 10:30. And so I've been sort of running this since I wanted this part of the show to move smoothly. So now I'll turn this back to our chair.
Okay, and I'm making sure that my computer turns off, because since I have it on battery, I don't want it to be.
Or I could just say it's time for a break. Public comment. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Now, Wes already did that, so we're done with that, too.
Thank you, Sahar.
Thank you.
Bill will probably be taking apart things in front of you, but let's not let that interfere.
Yeah, thanks for bringing the computers in.
Yes.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for your interest. You let us know if there's something you need.
Sure. That's great. Any other public comment?
Can the general trust fund be
Do we have the tape
such
back
as
on?
For
yes. Okay. I said yes to the tape is on. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead with your question. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can the general trust fund be used to send people to the national consumer conventions, since it's supposed to be the budget has been constrained or whatever? I mean, I'm not. But can the trust fund be used to send people to conventions? I guess that's my question.
Okay, I can answer that. Yes, it can, but even more to the point, our basic federal grant, basic support for vocational rehabilitation, can be used to do whatever the individual and their counselor in developing their individualized program for employment, plan for employment, the IPE, whatever that team determines is necessary for that person to accomplish their goals can be paid for by the federal grant and state. So the basic funding that we do, in the same way that I can pay for you to go to college, I can pay for you to attend some conference that will be helpful for you in achieving your goals.
Is there further public comment? Hearing none, we will move along to the next item on the agenda, which is the report from the chairman. And I will be brief, and I won't be talking slowly, probably. But I do have notes, so if we have any problems with that, that will, you know, that will work itself out, I think. On the 7th of February, I did testify at the budget hearing, and all of you know how that came out. It's better than it could have been and worse than it should have been. On the 23rd of February, I participated in the conference call with Mr. Kosevich concerning the 107 monitoring report, and you know, things are continuing to be interesting since the Rehabilitation Services Administration is doing things differently. Fortunately here, I think we have a strong base and we know what it is that we need to be doing, and so to some degree we aren't counting on certain of their processes as much as some agencies might be, but it is still an iffy thing how things are going to be working out with the new ways of having the RSA system work. On the 4th of April, all of us attended the state staff meeting, and I felt like that interaction went very well. It was fun to be there for the staff appreciation time, and for some of the other program items that were on the agenda that afternoon. I think it's always good for us to be a part of staff meetings, and it's always good to have that interaction. On the 14th of April, I attended the Committee of Blind Vendors meeting, and there is an item later in the agenda that we'll talk about that. I did write the response to Randy Swanson, which we got email approval from all of the board before we sent that, and that had to do with the Braille on vending machines. We have received a response from Randy, and I think that all of the correspondence that's been happening over the time with that will help us to build a record on what we can do, what we are doing, what our perspective is, and I think it's good that we have someone interested enough to respond, and so that I think is a good thing. We're continuing to work on that issue, of course, and we hope that there will be some things happening, you know, with Pearl's interaction with the people at the NCSAB level, the Council of State Agencies for the Blind. If that working group does get established to work on that on a more national level, that will be the kind of thing that may be able to start having some impact on having machines be accessible, whether it's Braille, speech, whatever it is that makes it possible for us to get what we're wanting out of machines in a reasonable way. I also did write to the governor, as we talked about at our last meeting, concerning the Deafblind Awareness Week interpreters, and we will hope that that goes as it's supposed to now for that proclamation meeting in June. I have not attended any more of the State Rehabilitation Council conference calls, but I have been getting information, and whenever it seems like it's relevant to us, I do forward that to the board. Some of the things that happen with state rehab councils are different from what happens with commissions, and I think that we will do well to be paying attention to what's going on nationally, so that if there is a network that we can connect to that is helpful in having us know what's going on in the rest of the country. And for instance, the discussion we had just now about budgets, how involved are separate agencies in that process? What can we do to help ourselves to be more up to date on that, or to know what our role is or can be, or what the roles of others are being? And we can say, okay, well, that works for them, but it probably wouldn't for us. But I think it's always good to have networks happening, and so we'll continue to work on that part of things too. We're always glad to get the anniversary letters. This time there were several of them. Dottie and Kelly and Jennifer, who's gone now, Shane, Betty, Jeff, John Schmidt, Cheryl Livingston, both Larry Mackey and Larry Ruse, Cindy Zimmer, Josie Rodriguez, Sherry Brueggemann, Bob Deaton. So a lot of people started at this time of the year between these two meetings. We also appreciated receiving the new time certification form and the explanation of it. And we're glad to always get good news about grant information. And the preliminary information for this meeting, the cost comparison charts and the Excel information, the report, the written report that Bill sent, all of those things are really useful. And we know that they do take time for people to prepare in addition to what they're already doing on a day-to-day basis. So we don't take that lightly, that people are doing that kind of work, but it does help us to know how things are going and what it is that we can do to make things work out, and to try to brainstorm ideas for making the best use of the money. There's the ongoing information about the website is helpful too. We appreciate getting the webmaster report and all of the things, even the ones that are confusing about how things are going with the security situation with the NE.gov things. It's good to know what's happening. We were glad that to get your bio on the website, Daryl. I think it was a good one. I also got reminded to update mine. So commissioners, if you need to update your bio, it is real easy to send it to the webmaster now, and he's very responsive about getting stuff up there. So that's a good thing to pay attention to. The exchange with Hawaii concerning residential training centers was interesting, and it is another one of those ways that we can network about what's happening in other places and be of service to other people. And I'm really glad that our staff is responsive to folks in other places who are looking for information on how to do things. We also are glad to get the updates on the agency calendar and the center reports, the people's community projects, and you know, those kinds of creative ways that people are being part of the community. We're also glad that both Daryl and Nancy got their confirmations from the legislature. We're glad that Senator Burling recommended Nancy's reappointment, and that Senator Brashear recommended Daryl's initial appointment. So that was a good thing. We're also glad that Senators Cruz, Price, Cutaback, and Engel toured the center. Anytime that the appropriations members will interact with us, we have another opportunity to let them know what's going on here, and that's always a good thing. We were also glad that Val Perry and Dr. Nyman got that bit of history about the agency from the past that we can dovetail from to begin to have a new commissioner's packet that not only incorporates what's going on now, but some background. I think it's always good to know where we've been in order to know where we want to go. Thank you, Bob, also for the past motions update. That's another thing that it's good to keep current. The O Street construction information is still happening. I know that I personally wrote to the mayor and all the other people about that, and I hope that all of you have too. The assistive technology list of items, we're hoping, you know, that will be a good thing too. That we can start having some things maybe to borrow, to use through that kind of thing. And I know my time is up. The commission's interaction in the community with the food bank and things like that is also a good thing. We were sorry to hear about Mike Floyd's resigning from the Friends as president, and we hope that will, you know, people will still be able to contact him for the kinds of information that he'll have to be able to help whoever ultimately runs that. As he mentioned in his email, Roy Hopley is the vice president, would be the one who would be, at least right now, in charge, and so we'll hope that that group can continue to do what it needs to do. And that is the end. If anybody has any questions or comments, there are other things, but I'll skip them because I don't want to set a bad example on the timeframe thing. If not, we'll move to the next section of public comment, if there is any.
This is Pearl. I would like to thank Connie for taking the notes thus far in the meeting. And Val Perry is now here, and we're very glad to see Val.
So is Connie.
Call back. Yes, we're ready to go. Okay. Pearl, the executive director's report.
Okay. First of all, our field services for the fiscal year to date, to the end of April, we've served 509 total people in vocational rehabilitation, had 39 successful closures since October 1. Independent living, we've served 370 people for a total of 879 people served in both statuses. Independent living closures successful, there have been 111. And also, I wanted to mention that some of the voc rehab closures, some of the people who got jobs this year are people, so far this quarter, are some people who have been long time clients and have really worked to find jobs but had multiple barriers. So we're really very excited about that.
And what was the number of those that found?
39 since okay, October 1.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Okay, then in the center, we've also, our numbers this time are really good, as usual. You know, we track since we began the full-time tracking of full-time clients in the center since 96. To date, we've served 136 people. And of the people who have gone through the full-time training, 90.25% are employed. That includes competitive employment and homemaker, but the majority are competitive employment. And of all the people, 20% are still students in, say, college or something. So our percent that are actually not working is only 7.4%, and I think that's the best we've ever passed. So that's really excellent. It's always been good, but this is even a little bit better. Staff update, we have two voluntary furloughs that have continued as before, and so that isn't really a change, but an update. And the only real staff changes we've had are babies to staff families. We have a new baby in the Burrish family, and we also have a new grandbaby in the Bill Brown family. So
all right.
That's good news. And jump in if you need to stop me. I'm trying to race through because it's been a busy couple of months here. In the business enterprise, sadly, we have an open facility due to the death of Jolene Hurley.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you knew that. Just last Saturday, I think, she passed away. So the bid process has already begun. You may recall that the first step is that current licensed vendors in Nebraska have the opportunity to bid for the site first. And then if someone takes it or bids for it, the committee and I decide, you know, if that's going to be a workable solution. If no one wants it, then we open the bid to other people. And if someone does bid for it, then most of the time their facility will then be left vacant. And so then we would begin the process with that facility.
What was her site?
The state capitol.
No.
Yeah. Now, she didn't run the cafeteria there, but she had all the vending machines on the different floors. She's been there really a long time. I can't tell you how long, but a real long time. Yeah. The mentoring project is coming along well. We've had just a couple of people to drop out, but we've been able to replace them, so that's good. There have been some changes in the public meeting law, and I brought a memo that I just received a couple of days ago that highlights what those changes are, and we may want to go into that more in depth later. But I also wanted you to know that this Wednesday, May 10th, there will be a meeting of the agency the independent agency directors, like the commission. We meet once a month, about 8 times a year, to meet. We have various topics. Anyway, this next Wednesday, Bale Comer, who's Assistant Attorney General, will be the speaker at that meeting. If those of you in Lincoln would like to come, it's 8:15 Wednesday morning, the 10th, and it's held downstairs at the Governor's Mansion. And I know it would be fine for me to bring along a couple of people, but I definitely do plan to attend, and I can share with you what I learned. I did have the opportunity to speak at the ACBN convention. It was held in Bellevue. That was a good experience. And two of our commissioners were there, the ACB rep, of course, but also Daryl attended. And I think that really was great. And we also had 6 or 7 of our staff, I think it was 7 counting myself, to attend. So that was good. I attended the NCSAB, the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind. As you know, for a while I was considering not going to meeting because of our in-service training funds, and I wanted to make sure we had adequate resources to send staff to the training they needed first. And it was just kind of neat that as soon as I let the powers that be in NCSAB know that I was going to come, I was invited to speak about our training programs for all the blind people at one of the committee meetings. And so that was really a great opportunity. I did that. Also, we were nominated for a study about best practice in employers who provide personal service assistance to staff, and they include drivers, readers, interpreters in that, in personal assistance. And so, of course, we do hire a lot of, or contract with a lot of drivers and readers for the blind staff, which a lot of other agencies don't do. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, that was nice. I was interviewed by someone from West Virginia University to learn more about what it is we do in that regard. I did speak with the NCSAB people, the other directors, about the SRC organization that Barbara spoke of earlier, for kind of a national organization of SRCs. What I proposed is, would they be interested in one that was specifically for the blind agencies and would include, of course, the board members and SRC people, and would operate with conference calls just like that one does. There is definitely interest. They would like to know a little bit more about what kinds of things you would like to have happen with that. We can set up conference calls. Maybe you could think about that and send me your ideas. And there was a question about the ones where the agencies are not separate for the blind, where they're either combined or just the general agencies wouldn't be in this mailing list anyway, but the combined agencies, if their SRC is involved in the bigger one, or the one that's for all the agencies, would they really have, you know, a reason to be involved in this one too? And, you know, maybe, maybe not. I said I don't know the answer to that yet, but anyway, there definitely is interest, and so I'll be pursuing that and setting up an initial conference call after a while. I want to give people a chance to, you know, get back to me, and I need to send out something that kind of explains the idea to all of the agencies and not just the ones that I was able to. The executive committee is who I shared the idea with. So that was your idea, and people are interested. The in-service training grant report is submitted. It's done online, and it's all segmented, and you have to download and upload separate forms and portions of your text. And then their system puts it all together in a PDF document, which can't be converted to Word. So we don't have it in Word yet, but what I'll be doing is taking my different parts of my text and putting it all together in a document that then you folks can read. So you'll be getting that. We're doing a lot of partnering on different programs. The assistive technology program, had given us the idea a few months back to tell them what equipment we would like to have for loan and demonstration, and then they would possibly buy us some of that stuff. Well, we have such a large list, and some of you even sent in things that you would like to have us have available for people. And it was such a good list that assistive technology supports the entire list. They had questions about maybe two items from the whole list. What they are going to propose, they have to propose this to the Board of Education, which meets May 12th. But their proposal is that they will just give us $60,000. So we said that'll be just fine. We'll do it that way. Mm-hmm. So we're obviously very excited about that. The equipment must be for demonstration or loan. It can't be anything that we provide to someone as a long-term loan. And if it is a loan, it needs to be more short-term and for the purpose of them determining if this is a piece of equipment that they could use and benefit from. So I think that will be a wonderful opportunity for us. In conjunction with that is about $6,000 that they'll be providing us to enter all of our equipment, all the things we currently have and all this new stuff, into the AT for All website. And this will be a website that anyone, whether you're member of the public, blind or not blind, whatever disability you might have or not have, and people in agencies can go to this website to post things that they have for sale or for loan, or, you know, I mean, a public person might want to put something up there for sale. And then it's also then the person can go in there and see if anybody has a hospital bed for sale or a Braille note for sale, you know. And so we would post all of the things we have so that if a consumer in Alliance is really wondering about a particular device they've heard about, but they don't know how to get their hands on it, they can go to the website and see if anybody in Nebraska has this thing, and then they can communicate and see about getting it. And it'll actually be good for our staff too, because sometimes we'll have a CCTV sitting on a desk on a table in Scotts Bluff that maybe a person in the community brought back, and somebody in Omaha needing a CCTV but not knowing that one is there. So we'll definitely use it staff-wise too. We will be having our Project Independence this summer. It will be July 23rd through the 27th, and it'll be held in Lincoln, and the kids will stay at Lincoln Selleck Hall. So that'll be something new, and I think a really good opportunity. It's being planned by Nancy Floral and Connie Daly this year, and we received partial funding to hold the Project Independence from the Nebraska Foundation for Visually Impaired Children. So we're very excited about that. We will be having wages this summer as well, and we will receive funds from the Enrichment Foundation for the Omaha participants in wages. The funds for this total $11,150, but they give it to us in two parts. First, the $5,000, about $56,000, not $1,000, beg your pardon, about $55,000, my brain's trying to compute and talk at the same time, I can't do that. Anyway,
we got $5,750.
Thank you. Yes, that we received already. Then midway in the project, we will be writing a report and submitting that to the Enrichment Foundation before receiving the additional part. The workforce investment funds have funded the actual salaries that the wages students earn for quite a few years. This is fairly positive this year. The Youth Council of the statewide board determines where that goes, and then it has to be determined by the entity that receives those funds what project to do. But Carlos has been working with the Lincoln Workforce Investment Board to help them see what a great program this is, and it's looking quite positive that we would receive those funds this year again from a slightly different source, but it isn't definite yet, so we have to keep that in mind. We will know probably June 7th is when we'll know about that. Also, you know, I'm a member of the American Foundation for the Blind's Board of Trustees and Program Committee, and we've been invited to co-sponsor a conference. It's a national conference in Omaha, summer of 07, that's primarily the NACFI, National Association of Parents for the Visually Impaired. I might not have their name exactly right, but anyway, it's a national parent organization. They, I don't believe, have any active members or activity in Nebraska, but they did choose Nebraska for their national conference. The Nebraska City Center for the Education of Children Who Are Blind and Visually Impaired will also be co-sponsoring, and so we've been invited to as well. It's a great opportunity for us to for educators and parents to get to know our staff, and for us to be able to engage on that training. So I don't know much other than what I've told you yet, but I did say that we would be interested in working together on that. We received a call from an attorney in Kearney about our budget and subgranting. Thank you. How we decide about subgrants, how a person becomes a commissioner, and what the qualifications are. So we're putting together a letter that we'll be sending to that person. We're going to send the statute, which defines, you know, has a section about the commission board, as well as your job description that you came up with, and of course budget materials. So we're working on that. Our state staff meeting was really excellent. It was great that you, the board, could attend. The staff really did appreciate the interaction, and I certainly do as well, so thank you for that. Staff Appreciation Day, which we did at state staff meeting this year, was really fun. I think everyone appreciated it, and it was very well received. We learned that the Omaha State Office Building does still have some conference rooms for us, so we should check again with that building when the time comes to meet in Omaha. And unless you like where we met last time better, but I just wanted you to know that's an option. We do have the new digital taping equipment yet. We haven't played with it yet, but we will be using that at the next meeting. Okay, and let's